Hi there, and welcome to the TXF Weekly News Podcast. I'm Ralph Ivey, I'm a reporter with TXF, and I'll be your host as we go through the headlines for this week in export and commodity finance. If you're interested in the power of TXF's export and project finance data, take a look at a new feature on contrasting approaches to infrastructure investment in Egypt and Morocco, and that's by Nemanja Josipovic, one of our data analysts, and that's at txfnews.com. In the news, Minera Centinela has signed a $2.5 billion financing for expansion at the Centinela copper mine located in Chile. ECA's led the way with direct lending by JBIC, Kexim and Export Development Canada, with JBIC leading the way at $950 million. A $500 million commercial bank tranche also features with support from KfW IPEX Bank, SMBC, Credit Agricole, Societe Generale and Natixis. The expansion relates to a new mining area and concentrator plants that will increase the production of copper concentrate. The Norwegian ECA Eksfin has provided a 14-year, €525 million loan to Ørsted that will support construction at the UK's Hornsea 3 offshore wind farm. The financing goes towards new transformer platforms provided by Aibel, the Norwegian engineering firm. Hornsea 3 will become the world's largest single wind farm upon completion, with a minimum of 2.9 gigawatts in power generation from 2027. K-Shore has established plans to offer record financial support in 2024, totaling 250 trillion Korean won, or roughly $187 billion. This figure will be spread across short and medium to long-term deals, export credit guarantees, and exchange rate insurance. It will also look to increase its offering for Korean companies involved in mega projects in the nuclear and defense industries. The government has set a target of achieving $700 billion in exports this year as K-Shore welcomes a new president, Jang Yong-jin. In commodities and trade, a number of Glencore investors are pushing the company to retain its coal business in-house rather than spinning out the unit, which is set to be buffed once a $6.9 billion deal to acquire Canadian miner Teck Resources' coal business is completed. Under current plans, the combined coal assets will be listed separately to the rest of the company in response to falling appetite among financiers for coal. Investors are mindful of the ongoing demand for coal and the cash flow that this will offer, while some have argued that the assets will run for longer in the private markets without Glencore's supervision. The EU has given the green light to the Critical Raw Materials Act, legislation that is designed to fast-track mining facilities across the continent. A total of 51 minerals have been designated critical or strategic for the green transition, and new targets have been set for the extraction, processing, and recycling of metal that takes place in Europe. The Act was proposed in response to the US Inflation Reduction Act, which offers subsidies to a variety of energy transition-related industries, but critics have said that not enough has been done to encourage private investment in Europe's mineral business. The Act largely focuses on the permitting process, which will be limited to a maximum of 27 months for extraction projects. That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our weekly news programme through your usual podcast provider. And you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia. Thanks for listening.